good rebound from Chrisman. Looks like he's fouled there. Puts up a desperation shot, and it's good!
It's good!
It's good! It's good!
First and goal from the four. Preston Harrison going to run out. He's 4 yards away from pay dirt. Passes it complete. The touchdown! Marcus Taylor from Preston Harrison.
They got to shoot it. Kylie, shot.
Tie game. We're going to overtime.
Here we go. Sterling trying to slam it home.
Sanchez got it! Sterling, the group two chance. The Ballon d'Or.
Connor Walsh inbounds to Marcus Taylor. 5 seconds left to go. Marcus Taylor all the way up the floor. Takes a shot. And it's good! Marcus Taylor at the buzzer. And it's over. Marcus Taylor hits a shot at the buzzer. Sterling wins 50-49.
5 seconds left. Tied at 52. The inbound. Schmidt's got it.
Good! Got it! She got it! To win the ball game. Paige Smith!
And now, Sterling Radio presents live coverage of Sterling High School sports right here on the one and only WSHS Sterling High School Radio.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Sterling High School. It's Channel 19 and WSHS Sterling High School Radio proudly present Lady Knights basketball here from Somerdale, New Jersey, as the 13-3 Lady Knights take on the 9-4 Pittman Panthers. Rob Strauss alongside Kevin Schulz like to welcome in our audiences both on Channel 19 and on WSHS Sterling High School Radio, as well as those of you watching at home in Pittman. And we get ready for the starting lineups here in the first round of the South Jersey Basketball Coaches Invitational. Schulze, should be a pretty good contest here on a Friday night.
Absolutely, and this tournament's been exciting over the last few years. Of course, a couple of years ago, you had the big showdown against Ryan-Cocos Valley. Sterling ended up coming up short in that game, but it's always an exciting tournament in that you're playing a lot of very good teams. It's basically gets you to the point where you can see if you're playoff tested. When you're looking at a Pittman team, plays in that Tri-County Conference, plays some of the smaller schools, but they're a very good team. They're at 11-4, and they're led by senior Carly Crispin, a senior at, I think she's scoring 15 points a game. And the ironic twist here is that her sister, Kelly Frost, is the coach. So a little bit of a sibling connection there.
And the starters for Pittman tonight, Beth Patrick, Carly Crispin, Stephanie Polo, Taylor Beachler, and Ann Beto, as we get ready for the Sterling Lady Knights starting lineups. First, coming out of the gate, Maya Rawlinson, number 15. Number 50, Leilani Naon Carter. And the big three for Sterling about to be announced here. Tori Shinkowitz, the senior shooting guard, being announced now. And then, of course, they're going to have number 23, Anissa Sanchez. Last time we had a game here, she was the last to join the 1,000-point scorer. And that was what a special night that was, as we look, maybe looking at the next 1,000-point scorer in Tyra Satchel.
Yeah, absolutely, the two leaders of this team. And what a great night that was, obviously, for Anissa Sanchez, and probably the best offensive output that we've seen from a Sterling girls basketball team in recent memory. I mean, everything they put up went in, shot from the outside, and you know, it's one of the things that you have to think that for them to be successful, not only in this tournament, but in the playoffs, as we look at Coach McDonald right here, really happy with the way your team's playing, but for them to be successful in this tournament, as well as the playoffs, which are up and coming in a few weeks, they're going to have to hit from the outside, and maybe not score as prolific as they did in that Haddon Heights game, but still, they're going to have to hit from the outside to spread some defenses out and to be as effective as they can possibly be.
Sterling riding a 7-game win streak coming into this game, really riding a lot of momentum. Their last loss came about two or three weeks ago, when the last game we did on Sterling High School Radio at Camden Catholic, where it was all Camden Catholic, and we've harped on that pretty much every time. We're kind of put that aside now, and they're definitely playing better basketball since that game.
Well, that was the turnaround game, and again, you know, we started out the broadcast talking about Nisa Sanchez, Tyra Satchel, the two leaders, and as they go, this team goes, and they're the two girls that kept everybody up, kept things going in the right direction, and right at the ship, and has gotten them on this seven-game winning streak.
Tip-off goes out of bounds, and it will be Pittman ball to start the game. Again, the first round of the coaches' South Jersey basketball invitational here. The winner of this game will advance to move on to play at Washington Township on Monday.
Sterling in that 1-3-1 zone, looking really to trap the corners. Of course, you have Carly Crispin, an outside shooter. Look, if you're Pittman, you're looking to get her the ball, either by driving in the hole and kicking it back out, but Sterling on the other end is going to try and attack those wings in that 1-3-1.
Crispin and Polo up top. Now joining is Beth Patrick. And a turnover corralled there nicely by Leilani Naomi Carter, and Tyra Satchel will control. Satchel looking to create, finds Maya Rawlinson, but she travels, and that'll be the first turnover for the Knights. And it will be Pittman basketball.
I think when Maya Rawlinson got that ball, she was kind of shocked at how much space she had on the outside. And that's something from a defensive standpoint Pittman can't allow to happen, allow these girls to get the ball out on the wing. We saw Haddon Heights do that, have some problems early on, and it led to that big first quarter lead that Sterling got out to last week.
Getting another turnover here, and Denisa Sanchez one-on-one with Beth Patrick and lays it up and in. Hands it off to Tyra Satchel for the easy two.
Well, that's what's going to happen, Rob, if you don't have quick ball movement around the outside. And Issa Sanchez and Tyra Satchel really are attacking the perimeter, playing good defense. Sterling's going to get some easy baskets. Pittman doesn't take care of the ball on the outside.
2-0 early here on the possession as we take another look at the Sterling basket created by good defense.
Yeah, there you see. I mean, it wasn't... It was just a soft pass to the outside. Anytime you get that looping pass, Anissa Sanchez is such a good athlete, is so quick. More often than not, she's going to cut off that passing lane, and you're going to have happen what happened right there with the easy basket.
Rawlinson makes a move towards the baseline, is double-teamed, then kicks it back out to Anissa Sanchez for a long two. Back rim, no good. Rebounded down low by Beto.
Yeah, good help defense there by Pittman along that baseline, and that's something they're going to have to do to be effective in stopping the drive.
And Pittman looking for their first bucket almost 2 minutes into this opening quarter here. Sterling out to a 2-0 lead on the turnover and transition bucket by Satchel.
Well, when people have success against this Sterling 1-3-1, it's quick ball movement around the outside. There you go, inside-outside movement, vertical looks. They have a drive to the basket and a foul right here.
Foul on Leilani Naomi Carter, and pretty good foul to give there as it was pretty much an open layup, so it'll be up to Ann Beto to earn it from the line to put Pittman on the board for the first time tonight.
Well, if you can get, then that was a little better ball movement around the outside. You're going to get some open looks in that low post. That's an area in a 1-3-1 you can attack. You just can't get trapped out on the wings or get caught on the perimeter.
Beto True on her two free throw attempts and ties up the game at two with just under 6 minutes left to go here from Sterling High School. Sterling taking on Pittman again in the first round of this South Jersey Basketball Invitational on a Friday night. Shankiewicz looking to create good defense, collapsing defense by Pittman. Kicks it over to Rawlinson again, who's going to drive baseline, puts up a floater and in.
Yeah, that's a real nice play by Maya Rawlinson right there. Not a bad job with the help defense coming over. Just a real nice shot, elevated herself, nice soft touch.
Block there by Rawlinson on the shot by Beth Patrick, and now a transition basket. Maya Rawlinson lays it up and in for an easy two. So she creates her own turnover and is the recipient of points after the turnover.
And you know, Rob, usually that Sterling gets things going on defense on the ball with the trapping on the wings, but they're attacking the top of the key, and that's leading to somebody's fast break points.
Take another look at the block there by Rawlinson and the good hustle play to stay with it. It's a 2-on-0 as she had Tyra Satchel to her left and takes it herself.
But the way Sterling's defending the perimeter, I think if you're Pittman, you have that window of opportunity. You've got to get that shot off a little bit quicker right there.
Down low to Sanchez. Nice spin move off glass and in for Anissa Sanchez. Her first two of the game. Sterling out to a very quick 8-2 lead.
Yeah, that's one of those ones where you just don't know which way she's going to turn and spin. you have to defense her honestly, play right in the middle, and she just has a great quickness.
Again, good ball movement down low by Pittman.
Tyrese Hatcher getting
the ball. Create a turnover for Sterling as we're taking a look at it here on our monitors. And it's going to go with, now it's some confusion here as who's the ball that's going to be. It looks like it's going to be Sterling ball down low.
Yeah, so it looks like Sterling's really trying to penetrate down low, get the ball to girls moving through the middle, through the low post, and they've had success in getting the ball down there. And
Tyra Satchel for a deep two, in and out, no good, but there to clean it up is Anissa Sanchez, and it's 10-2.
Now, we saw in that Haddon Heights game, Anissa Sanchez, not only was she out on the perimeter getting steals, getting that fast break going, but was dominant underneath in the low post, and that's what you saw right there.
Very quickly, Sterling out to a 10-2 lead here. Is another turnover by Pittman with 4:01 left to go here in this opening quarter.
Good rebound, using her body right there. I mean, you go up totally aware where the other girl was, used her body to kind of shield her off a little bit. Kind of, I mean, you want to box out and get your feet set, but there she just kind of went against her, got herself in position, and just made a great play. Good court sense.
Leilani Naon Carter drives right down the lane, off glass, no good. Now Pittman in transition, no look behind the back, pass to Stephanie Polo for a deep two, and a nice transition bucket, and the ball goes out of bounds off of Maya Rawlinson and off the referee. And unfortunately, that's going to be Pittman basketball. Just a tough situation there. Yeah, referees are in play.
And you know, Rob, they tried it. They pushed the ball up the floor. They got the basket. But I think for Pittman to be successful, they really have to operate in their half-court game. You see right there at 1-3-1, move things around a corner, around a perimeter.
Again,
allow Sterling to try to get impatient.
Almost creates another turnover there. Anissa Sanchez driving on the floor. Deep three now by Carly Crispin. And it's good.
Well, that's what Carly Crispin gives you. She's an outside shooter, can hit from anywhere in the court. So something Sterling's really going to have to be aware of here on the perimeter and the outside.
Crispin coming into the game, averaging 16 points a game. Nice look down low for Anissa Sanchez. She has 6 of Sterling's 12.
Well, that's what you call knowing where the play is going to be before you even got the ball. Great look there by Leilani Carter, getting the ball in that vertical look. Anissa Sanchez put the ball right on the money.
Pittman, some confusion on their offense, and now another deep two, no good by Stephanie Polo, rebounded by Maya Rawlinson. She's got Leilani Naon Carter with her, and she's going to hand it off to Tori Shankiewicz, who will set up the offense. Finds Tyra Satchel. Cross-court pass to Rawlinson, who fakes a three and drives right down the lane. Nice dish to Anissa Sanchez, and they call a jump ball. Checking into the game now for Pittman is Rebecca Williams.
There's Crispin's basket. I mean, that was
NBA three. Unbelievable.
And she just has the look of a shooter. Comfortable, sets her feet, does what you have to do to shoot from the outside.
Confidence in that shot as
well. Absolutely.
Tyra Satchel, a deep two, rainbow, no good. Rebounded by the aforementioned Rebecca Williams, who just checked into the game. Just about 2 minutes left to go here in this opening quarter. I'd like to welcome everybody watching on Channel 19, also listening on WSHS Sterling High School Radio, and everybody watching in the Pittman High School District. As the ball goes out of bounds.
Nice job of Williams slowing things up there. I think, you know, you had success in the previous time down the floor with that fast break, the shot. But, again, Pittman really has to be selective, patient in a half-court offense.
That traveling violation against Stephanie Polo, who was driving to the hoop, just kind of lost control. And it will be Sterling ball.
And that seems like something that Pittman is trying to attack. The give and go right there. They've been able to get the ball down low. Have gotten a couple baskets out of it. You had to travel right there. But I think that's going to be one key that you're going to see for them to have, for them to be effective here in their half-court offense.
Shankiewicz drives, dishes it over to Tyra Satchel, who lay in no good. And that's going to be a foul. First foul of the game against Pittman. Take a look. See who the foul is on. I believe that's going to be on Ann Beto. That it is. It's her first, just the team's first foul. So the team fouls even at one apiece, and that will send Leilani Naon Carter to the line to shoot two.
Rob, you know, we've talked a lot about Leilani Carter and how she's developed that spin move, can go one way or the other. But also what you saw right there wasn't the spin move, but going up strong. You know, young players sometimes, they'll just throw up a shot. She went in a position where she would either get the basket or get the foul. She was able to draw the foul and gets herself to the line.
Naon Carter averaging 56% from the line. And she's one of two, so she's right around average, but gets the rebound is Anissa Sanchez. Tries for the lay-in, no good. So Pittman will control, trailing by six, with just under 90 seconds left to go in this opening quarter. Almost a travel there by Stephanie Polo, almost lifted that pivot foot. And double team down low, trying to create the turnover, cannot. Again, this 1-3-1 defense is Sterling really suffocating Pittman as the ball goes out of bounds, blocked by Maya Rawlinson.
Well, they've had better ball move, but what you can't, you see this right here, Sterling got caught, over-covering to one side, but you can't get trapped in the corner, and that's what almost happened right there. You almost had a jump ball.
Steal there by Anissa Sanchez, deflected over to Leilani Naon Carter, so good defense on the inbounds pass. Tyra Satchel lay-in good, falling to the ground. Tyra Satchel has four, and we're under a minute left to go in the first.
Yeah, that's just Tyra Satchel taking advantage of what the defense gave her. That zone was just totally collapsed. She saw it from the get-go, never hesitated, made a good strong move to the basket.
40 seconds left to go, double-teamed in the corner, and that defense really, really confusing Pittman right now, and another steal by Anissa Sanchez, kicks it over to Tyra Satchel. Has Sanchez to her right. She's going to take it herself and lays it up and in, and it's good. And one. And that will send Tyra Satchel to the line to complete the potential three-point play.
Yeah, that was a nifty move right there that you see from a senior. I don't know if we can get that on replay again. You saw her kind of come down, almost took a little hesitation midway between the foul line and the basket, then just accelerated right past the defender. Again, you know, when you look at Tyra Satchel and Anissa Sanchez, one thing you see from these girls is just great court sense, where it's putting themselves in position to get a rebound or knowing what to do to switch speeds, as you saw Tyra Satchel there do in trying to get to the basket.
Satchel converts the old-fashioned three-point play, and hitting a three of her own is Beth Patrick as she falls to the ground. 10 seconds left to go in the quarter, finding Anissa Sanchez down low, does Satchel. And Sterling, looks like they're going to take a double-digit lead into the second quarter here as Pittman runs out of time. Shot will be no good, but it goes in. Unbelievable shot after the buzzers. We take another look at the three here on our monitor. A great three-pointer there by Beth Patrick.
Well, two things. You saw at the end of the half or end of the quarter there a shot. That one that didn't make it, the one before that, the outside shot. When they get the baskets, I mean, it's no secret. Sterling's going to look to get the transition game going, get the fast break game going and do that. You see that basket that was not counted due to time running out, but we'll take a look at our cheerleaders right here.
And if you'd like to get a DVD copy of this event or any event featured here on Channel 19, just $20 at $3 for the mailing. Please include the name of the event. You can email us at the tv19@sterling.k12.nj.us. Or give us a call, 856-784-1333. Just ask for Mr. K, and he will set you up. Maybe it's a Valentine's Day gift. Who knows?
Well, Rob, you talk about a lot of the great footage that we have. Tonight, obviously, after this, they're having a ceremony for the wrestling team, I believe, 2001.
Mr. K, a busy man today.
And you know, at times, I know Mr. K puts that wrestling championship match on Channel 19 throughout the summer. So if any of those wrestlers are in TV 19 land listening, they could order a copy of the DVD.
So busy night here at Sterling, going on in the old gym. Immediately following this game will be the wrestling match. And you have girls basketball, obviously, here in the new gym. So the athletic staff here, Matt Sheehan, the head athletic director here, very, very busy, as well as Mr. K and his tech crew. And it's going to be a busy week next week as well, as we're going to be featuring three or four different events here on Channel 19. So just stay tuned to the Twitter page and the website for the broadcast information.
Rob, Sterling's come out in this game playing good defense, but really stepped it up a notch in the last couple minutes. You see them really trying to trap that wing and having a lot of success the last three times down the floor.
Foul on the loose ball against Torrey Shinkowitz on that last time out, or that last break in the action. Two team fouls apiece. As we are back in live action here, Pittman trails by 10 here in the second quarter. Now a deep two off the rim, no good by Rebecca Williams, and Sterling controls the rebound. Tyra Satchel looking to create, fakes the pass, and if she's fouled going to the basket, she will go back to the line to shoot two.
Again, mixing it up. They're thinking she's going to dish it back out. She loses the defender. Same thing, a real nice late move right there, gets her to the line.
Last foul on Beth Patrick. That's her second. That's the team's third. And that will send Tyra Satchel back to the line, short on her first attempt. Her first miss of the night. She has seven already on the evening.
Tyra Satchel, 14 points a game. Of course, has a chance to get 1,000 at some point. Again, would be a great honor, great achievement, as we saw Misa Sanchez do the other night.
She's got some work to do to get there. As of our last broadcast, she was unofficially around 190 points away with about 10 or so games left to go. So we'll see how that unfolds. Obviously, she's very, very close.
Either way, a great career.
Absolutely. Yep. And I'm sure she'd love to join her teammate of the last 4 years, Anissa Sanchez, on that very, very deep list of 1,000-point scorers here for the Lady Knights.
Looks like Sterling switched them. It went from the 1-3-1 to a 2-3 zone right here. Nisha's Tyra Satchel bring the ball up right now.
Okay. Torrey Shinkowitz hands it over to Maya Rollinson to her left. Kicks it over to Jenna Scully, who's checked into the game. Her jumper from the foul line, no good, rebounded by Pittman. Pittman still looking for their first basket here in quite some time. And since that three-pointer by Beth Patrick and another three-pointer on the way, no good, by Crispin. Rebounded by Pittman, going to send it back to Crispin, who finds Beto down low, no good. Rebounded by Tyra Satchel, looking to push. Three on three the other way. And again, fakes the pass, no good. Rebounded by Sanchez, puts it up and in. Anissa Sanchez has 10, leads all scorers.
Yeah, at some point, they're just going to have to not go for that fake, and somebody's got to get in front of Tyra Satchel because she's either going to score or make things happen.
Deep three again by Crispin is good. That's her second three of the game. It's 22-13 with 5.5 left to go in half. Jenna Scully up and in for two.
Jenna Scully injured the early part of this year. Good to see her come in and have a contribution here offensively.
24-13. After a slow start to the quarter, some fast-paced action as Sterling trying to pin Pittman down low. Goes out of bounds off of a shoe of Pittman, and it will be Sterling ball.
Yeah, I don't understand. They're playing off of Tyra Satchel. To me, you've really got to stop that drive to the basket, force her to kick the ball out. And so far, Pittman has not been able to do that.
Shot there by Rebecca Williams, no good. Now a home run ball to Anissa Sanchez from Tyra Satchel, who was fouled. I think Anissa would have wanted that one back. I think she could have put that one in, but she was fouled. She'll head to the line for two.
Well, one thing Pittman has had trouble with is that fast break. We saw after the 1 3-pointer, they put the ball, three-point basket that Pittman had. Sterling got the ball in, got the ball down, got the easy basket. There, it was a good job getting ahead, knowing where Anissa Sanchez was at all times, and stopping her. But at the same time, Anissa Sanchez is so strong, she's able to put herself in position to go to the line. But at least they didn't make it easy for her.
Anissa Sanchez good on her first attempt, 25-13, 4:58 left to go in the half. Sanchez good from both free throws, and it's now a 26-13 lead. Sterling out to its biggest lead of the night at 13. Long two now airballed by Beth Patrick, rebounded by the recently checked in Latasha Sparrow. It's going to be Tyra Satchel top of the key. Going to run the offense now, kick it over to her left to Shinkowitz. Shinkowitz finds Sparrow. Back to Shinkowitz, looking to drive, finds Sanchez. Nice pass down low, up and in, and she's fouled. Nice look from Torrey Shinkowitz. to Anissa Sanchez. She'll go back to line for another old-fashioned three-point play.
Yeah, there's a textbook way of drawing the defense your way and then finding that open girl, and they were able to do that. And again, Anissa Sanchez is on the line.
Last foul was on Taylor Beechler. That's her first, team's fifth. Sanchez no good. Her first miss from the charity stripe tonight, but goes out of bounds on the rebound. It will stay Sterling ball, so a fortunate bounce there for the Lady Knights.
Rob, one thing I'm seeing in this run that Sterling's had over the last seven games is they don't seem to be forcing things as you saw them on offense against Collingswood and Camden Catholic. Really moving the ball well. See a travel right there, but doing a good job moving the ball well, and you know, nothing more underlines that fact than what you saw from Tori Sinkowitz right there, drawing the defense her way, dishing it off to Anissa Sanchez, putting her in a good offensive opportunity under the basket.
28-13 now is another steal by Tyra Satchel. She's got Anissa Sanchez with her. Reverse lay-in, no good. Rebounded by Sanchez, no good. Gets her own rebound, puts it up and in. Anissa Sanchez doing it all in this quarter. She has 8 in this quarter alone for a game high of 16.
Yeah, you see her just, that's just a dominating effort underneath, just getting second and third rebounds and putting it right back up. And again, this year our new thing is the Sterling Radio. As I think I just stole that from you.
Yes, go right ahead. You're doing a great job. Keep it up.
Sterling Radio. You get a lot of things on Twitter right here. You can listen today. A lot of away games. I believe we have an upcoming away game, Mr. Strauss.
Yes.
I know next week as we look at
The head coach, Kelly Frost, as we mentioned in the open, is the sister of Carly Crispin, the senior guard, averaging 16 points a game. Trying to stop the bleeding here, down 30-13 with 3:55 left to go in the half.
And then we also have Coach Steve Crispin, the assistant coach, the dad, who's a familiar name in basketball circles in South Jersey. And we'll talk a little bit about their brothers, who are also Division I players.
On the way, no good by Crispin. Rebounded by Tyra Satchel down low, battling with Taylor Beechler, but it's going to be Tyra Satchel coming out with the ball. Finds Sanchez down low. Off glass and in, that's a combination we've seen all night. It's working to perfection.
Yeah, and I think Pittman right now just has to know where Anissa Sanchez is at all times in that low post. Getting too many easy looks, giving her too much space under the basket.
Three-pointer by Crispin is good. Carly Crispin, all three of her field goals have been triples. And just when they needed a three the most, she chimes in with her third of the night. Tyra Satchel, a deep two. Deep rebound, controlled by Sanchez. Kicks it back up top to Shankiewicz. Finds Latasha Sparrow. Errant pass is intercepted by Rebecca Williams. And she's going to go 1-on-3, and now we'll think wisely of it and back out. Crispin, another NBA three, is good. 9 points in the quarter for Crispin. 12 overall. All of which coming from beyond the arc.
Well, the same way Pittman has to keep an eye on Issa Sanchez in the low post, as you see the travel right there, Sterling's really going to have to keep an eye on Carly Crispin on the outside. Again, another near NBA three. And I like the fact that she created that on her own with the pump fake, readjusted herself, set her feet. Really has great shooting technique from the outside.
And with only a little over 2 minutes left to go here in this first half, the only points that have been scored by Pittman in this quarter have all come from Carly Crispin, and all have been from beyond the arc.
And that was something we knew we had to contend with in this game as we looked at the two teams right here. Sterling coming in at 13-3. Again, winners at our last seven games. Issa Sanchez, offensive output's just been outstanding this year. 19 points a game. Tyra Satchel at 13. Leilani Carter at 7 points per game. Sterling averaging 53 points a game, and I have a feeling that average has gone up in these last seven games. On the other side, Pittman, 9-4 in a Tri-County Conference, second to Gloucester, a very good team year in and year out in that conference, averaging 46 points a game, giving up 40 points a game. And there you see Steve Crispin, the assistant coach, and again, a prominent name in South Jersey high school basketball, father of John and Joe Crispin, two Division I college basketball players.
And I believe their numbers have been retired at Pittman as well. So it's a real rich history here for Pittman. And now it's really starting to tide. The tide's starting to turn a little bit here for Pittman as Beth Patrick goes off glass and in. She's fouled by Leilani Naon Carter. That's her second. That's just the team's third. But a nice basket there by Beth Patrick.
Well, I think what the outside shooting's done is give them some offensive confidence. I mean, it seems like this was a team when they were forcing their shots, they got back to trying to go around, making bad passes, not being patient. They look a little bit more patient on the offensive end, and you're seeing them trim this lead.
Beth Patrick, no good on the free throw, but she gets her own rebound and now kicks it back out to Williams for a two. No good, rebounded by Sanchez. Just about 2 minutes left to go here in the first half. Sterling leading 32-21 in this opening round. As we see another turnover here, Rebecca Williams takes it, trying to go against it. Tyra Satchel, no good. Rebounded by Sanchez, kicks it back to Satchel, who finds Shinkowitz down low. Double teamed, goes off the foot of Anissa Sanchez and out of bounds. And some substitutions now for Pittman, checking into the game for the first time. Anna Hopkins will check into the game to replace Beth Patrick.
And that's a tough play for Sterling. You saw Pittman, again, getting back, but they saw Tori Sinkowitz going along that baseline, got her the pass, and then another quick pass down on the low post. So good ball movement. Of course, you had the kick away, and Pittman gets the ball in a turnover. But
Sterling led by as many as 19, and now they only lead by 9, so nice bucket there by Ann Beto. Now somebody else other than Crispin checking in for Pittman, and they're going to have to if they want to get back into this game. It's 32-23. Deep three by Tyra Satchel, and that's how you answer an end run. A three by Tyra Satchel, her first field goal of the quarter.
Well, that's what you've been seeing from Sterling lately, the ability to hit from the perimeter, not so much as consistently as you're seeing Pittman, but at times when they need that big shot, they're getting it.
And deflection out of bounds. We take another look at it here on our monitors. A deep three by Tyra Satchel, who was left pretty open there. You might as well take it.
Yeah, I mean, the defense right now has to collapse down at Anissa Sanchez in low post, and you're going to get those outside opportunities.
Basket there by Rebecca Williams down low is good. And it's back to a 10-point game here, under a minute left to go.
Well, if Strong's not able to execute that trap out on that wing, there's going to be openings in that low post in the 1-3-1, and that's what we've seen the last three trips down the floor for Pittman.
Tyra Satchel steps right inside the three-point line for a deep two, no good, rebounded by Anna Hopkins. And Pittman has the potential here to hold for a final shot with just about 30 seconds left to go in the half, and trailing by 10.
Yeah, you can see them out on Crispin a little bit closer right here. She goes to the corner.
Tyra Satchel trying to trap Carly Crispin in that corner. Goes out of bounds off of Tyra Satchel. So with 19 seconds left to go, another deep three by Crispin. Almost standing right in front of Coach McDonald there for that three. 10 seconds left to go. Satchel stops, pops in and out. Rebounded by Sanchez. Puts it up, no good. Rebounded by Pittman down low. Carly Crispin has 1 second to shoot. Goes out of bounds. 0.5 left to go. And it's going to be tough to get a shot off here. 35-25 is the score. 0.5 left to go. Crispin puts a shot up at the buzzer way off the mark. No good. And that's where we will end the first half. Sterling leading by 10. We'll be back with second half action right here on Channel 19 and WSHS Sterling High School Radio. It's 35-25 in favor of the Lady Knights. We'll be back with second half action right after this. And welcome back to Sterling High School, ladies and gentlemen. As you look at the halftime score, it's 35-25 in favor of the Lady Knights here in this opening round of the South Jersey Basketball Invitational. Let's take a look at the leading scorers. Nisa Sanchez just going off right now. 18 points, followed by Tyra Satchel with 10. Maya Rawlinson chimes in with 4 points. We look at the other side, Schulze. We talked about Carly Crispin in the pregame, and it's evident that somebody's got to put a body on her from outside the arc.
And you could tell. You had to feel at one point where this game was getting away from Pittman. I believe they had about a 14-point lead. You're talking about Sterling had a 14-point lead on Pittman. But Crispin had the big threes, and I think from a momentum standpoint, kept Pittman in this game, only to have it at 10 right now. We look at the foul trouble right now. Carter with two and Patrick for Pittman with two. There we see Anissa Sanchez just scoring in so many different ways. Yep. I think that's what's impressive about her, playing great defense on the perimeter, getting a fast break going, finishing, and just gives you everything that this team needs, both on the offense and defensive ends of the floor.
And over on the Pittman side, you take a look at Carly Crispin. She's 4 of 8 from three-point land, and Pittman as a team shooting 5 of 10 from beyond the arc. The only other three coming from Beth Patrick in the first quarter. And you got a chance to sit down and talk to Coach McDonald at halftime, and you know, she said, we got to limit some turnovers here.
Yeah, defend the high post a little bit better. And, again, you always want to keep a body, keep somebody on Crispin. Towards the latter part of that half, you kind of saw that happening. But there were times where Crispin got the ball, gave good look, no-look passes down in the low post, and Pittman wasn't able to convert. But she's definitely somebody that's just not all shooting from the outside and not thinking about her teammates. Just a complete player out there for Pittman.
So a 10-point game as we get ready to start the second half here from Sterling High School. I'd like to welcome everybody watching at home on Channel 19, also listening on WSHS Sterling High School Radio, and everybody watching in the Pittman High School District on a Friday evening game on a very, very chilly Friday night. It's definitely winter here after really not having much of a winter. Is Maya Rawlinson picks up where she left off in the first quarter. She opened the game with a bucket. Now she opens the second half with a bucket.
Well, we saw that a lot with Tyra Satchel, finding that little opening, knowing where to go, finding space. That's what you saw Maya Rawlinson do right there to start out the second half.
Pass intercepted. Looking down low, it's intercepted by Leilani Naomi Carter, and here comes Tyra Satchel. Down the right side, double team, kicks it over to Shinkowitz, can't hang on to it. It's rebounded by Crispin, tight roping the sideline and able to kick it over to Stephanie Polo, who finds falling down Pittman player. I believe that's, yeah, it's Beth Patrick. Shot was short, and Shinkowitz all the way lays it up off glass. No good. Rebounded by who else but Anissa Sanchez. Count the basket. She's had about 4 or 5 of those offensive rebound putbacks tonight, and that's her 20th point of the night.
Well, two things I saw right there. It all started with the defensive effort, coming out, trapping, attacking that shooter. You had the shot fall short, getting the fast break going. And who ends up getting a rebound and putting herself on the line but Anissa Sanchez.
Last foul was on Stephanie Polo, her second, team's first. And Anissa Sanchez no good on the free throw attempt. She's 2 of 4 from the line tonight. Now an interception off the loose ball by Tyra Satchel. So Pittman opening the game with, or the second half rather, with two straight turnovers. Air ball by Satchel, put up and in by the aforementioned Anissa Sanchez, who now has 22 in the game.
Yeah, and even more telling is the dominating effort you're seeing her in that low post. And if you look at Pittman, they definitely didn't want this start with the two turnovers to this second half, especially getting the game within 10. As you see Leilani Carter right there getting the steal. Sterling right now is doing a great job of cutting off the passing lanes. And I think, you know, you see Pittman having to force the ball, having turnovers, but a lot of that has to do with what you're seeing from Sterling on the defensive side.
Tyra Satchel for three, nothing but nylon. Tyra Satchel chimes in with another three, her second of the night, and Sterling out to a very, very quick 9-0 run to start this second half. They're up 44-25.
Now, Tyra Satchel taking advantage of the defense, trying to collapse down on Anissa Sanchez.
Down low is Taylor Beechler, checks in, and she puts it off glass and in for her first bucket of the game, and that ends a 9-0 run by the Lady Knights. Maya Rawlinson going to drive baseline. Floater no good. Rebounded by Ann Beto. Leilani Naomi Carter had no idea the ball was there, and then she's the last second able to find it and create the jump ball. It will be Pittman ball as we're taking a look at the three by Tyra Satchel.
Yeah, there you see all that room she had off the left side on the perimeter. Of course, Crispin getting out there a little bit late, but again, this defense definitely is swaying a little bit more towards Anissa Sanchez in the low post, and you're going to get those perimeter opportunities.
Pittman looking to crawl back into this game as another turnover. Not going to do it that way as Tyra Satchel, a 3-on-1. She's going to keep it herself off glass and in. Tyra Satchel will go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. And last foul, I believe, on Carly Crispin. It is. That's her first.
Well, there's not much you can do to defend that play. If you're one player and you have Anissa Sanchez and Tyra Satchel coming in on a 2-on-1, and that was Crispin there, did everything she could in a very tough situation. You know, that's what Pittman was able to do in the latter part of that second half, get back, stop that fast break, but weren't able to do it right there.
Satchel converts the free throw. And now a timeout. I believe it's going to be a 30-second timeout of Kelly Frost trying to stop the bleeding here. And they're going to take a timeout as we take a look at the Colonial Liberty standing. Sterling on top, 9-1, 13-3 overall, and that sets up a really, really big matchup next Tuesday night against Collingswood, who came in here and shocked the Lady Knights several weeks ago. We will carry that on WSHS Sterling High School Radio starting at 5:30 next Tuesday.
Yeah, tough teams. You look at the top, it's a top and bottom conference. It's strong at the top with Haddonfield falling the top two at 9-2. Haddon Heights at 3-6. West Stepford and Overbrook rounding out the pack at 1-10 in the conference, 3-14 overall. As you said, Rob, a huge, huge conference game coming up Tuesday at Collingswood.
And again, we will carry that live on WSHS Sterling High School Radio coverage starting at 5 o'clock with a game time set for 5:30. I will be there. And then right after that is the boys game here from Sterling. And back to live action now. Tyra Satchel left wide open for a deep two off the rim. No good. Rebounded down low by Anissa Sanchez. Up and in. And I feel like a broken record here, but she's just in the right place at the right time. And just great job by Anissa Sanchez down low.
And as a shooter, you feel much more confident knowing you're getting, your team's going to get three out of every four rebounds or more. Specifically, Anissa Sanchez is going to get three out of every four rebounds.
Take another look at it here. Pittman losing sight of Anissa Sanchez. And that's Carly Crispin who trying to, that's just good positioning there, but down low by Anissa Sanchez.
Yeah, one reason they're getting the opportunity is them collapsing down Anissa Sanchez. Also, you saw a nice no-look pass on the perimeter from Tori Sinkowitz to get things going and get Tyra Satchel set up.
Another turnover by Pittman. Tyra Satchel one-on-one with Beth Patrick. Finds Leilani Naon Carter down low, but it's going to be an offensive foul on Leilani Naon Carter, and that's going to be her third. That is the team's first.
Good job reacting to what the defense is giving her. Obviously, Tyra Satchel hitting the outside shot is going to draw the defense out to the perimeter. Leilani Carter having a sense of what to do there. Finds that little opening in space down the lane. Wasn't able to convert, but a good thought right there.
Pittman controls, driving baseline as Taylor Beechler kicks it back out to Beth Patrick for a two, and it's good.
Yeah, good kick out move. You know, at times, Pittman's able to get the ball down low, and if they're able to kick it out, it's going to give them some cleaner opportunities on that perimeter for the outside shot.
After a rough second half of the second quarter for the Lady Knights, they've really, really kind of tied it back in here in this third quarter. They're up 20. And make it 22 as Tyra Satchel chimes in. That is her eighth point of this quarter alone.
Well, Sterling hits from the outside combined with their ability to score in a low post. They just put themselves on that next level, in my opinion.
Another turnover here by Pittman, and Beto can't hang on to the pass. It floats out of bounds into the Pittman bench. And they've got to be close to double-digit turnovers here in this third quarter.
Yeah, I just like the way the Sterling offense is finding space, whether it's from a nifty move and ball handling or good movement, good looks.
Tyra Satchel for three, air balls at Anissa Sanchez with the offensive board, and no good on the putback for once. And Rebecca Williams will control for Pittman. Just about 2.5 left to go here in this third quarter. Sterling out to their biggest lead of the game. They were up as many as 20 here in this third quarter. They opened up this half only down, up 10. As a turnover again, Maya Rawlinson glass, no good. Rebound and put back by Anissa Sanchez, just having a monster night on the offensive glass. She's got herself another bucket. She has 8 in this quarter, 26 overall on the night.
Yeah, another basket that starts with suffocating defense on the perimeter.
Tori Shinkowitz now corrals a turnover. And she will reset it here with 2 minutes left to go, 53-29 in favor of the Lady Knights. We are under 2 minutes left to go. Maya Rawlinson thinks about the three, no good. Kicks it over to Tyra Satchel to her left, air balls it. Rebounded down low by Jenna Scully, who's trapped. And a three-second violation, and it will be Pittman basketball.
Sanchez just getting that rebound, being right where she has to be. Great job of hustling down court.
So a three-second violation by Jenna Scully, who was trapped down low in the paint on that offensive board. And Pittman really looking to get out of this quarter, and they cannot without another creating another turnover. Nisa Sanchez one on three the other day, and she wisely kicks it back out and finds Shinkowitz, who gives it over to Rawlinson. Rawlinson having some trouble controlling it. And a whistle and a timeout by Coach Kate McDonald. It's going to be a full timeout.
I just like the way Sterling's getting a lot of opportunities in so many different ways, Rob. You see the fast break going, good ball moving around the outside, rebounds, putbacks, and, of course, the outside shooting of Tyra Satchel. Sterling, Channel 19 can be put on YouTube. You'll see your favorite event. Just type in some keywords. We've talked at length about the Jerry Crisman shot, Marcus Taylor shot. Any highlight you want to see, Mr. K usually has it on there within 24 hours or sooner. It's just a lot of great action we've seen on Channel 19 over the years as we look at Coach Frost from Pittman here. I'm sure a little bit frustrated at the way her team came out at halftime, and I think, you know, you have to point at Sterling and their ability to execute on the defensive side of the ball, force turnovers, cut off the passing lanes. You see right here a transition basket. Maya Rawlinson going in, not getting a basket, but it's
nobody,
just been
nobody marking
a dominating effort here by Nisa Sanchez. Great hustle, great position. There we see Crispin.
Carly Crispin leading all Pittman scorers right now with 12 points. And we mentioned this as we entered this second half, that she is perfect. Or she's 4 of 8 from three-point land, so she's not afraid to throw it up from beyond the arc.
Yes. Playing for her sister and her dad. So I'm sure that's a little bit different.
Up and in, off glass. Makes for some interesting dinner time conversations, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Well, the game you have Tuesday with the O'Neill sisters, and the mother is the coach. They have three daughters starting for the Collingswood Panthers.
Taking another look at the basket here by Tori Shinkowitz. Fakes the pass. And just drives baseline around and in. Nice job there by Tori Shankowitz for her first bucket of the game. Under a minute left here to go in this third quarter. It's been all Lady Knights here as they are jumped out to a 55-29 lead here. Shot there by Tyra Satchel. No good. Jenna Scully grabs a rebound, goes out of bounds off Pittman. 41.6 left to go.
I don't think we've talked enough about Tori Shankowitz, the job she's done tonight with her no-look passes, moving the ball around the perimeter, and there you see right there using her quick first step to drive to the hole and get the basket.
Sterling in the midst of a 20-4 run right now. Really taking control of this game. Tyra Satchel, no good, rips it away as Jenna Scully, and she's fouled by Beth Patrick. Great job by Jenna Scully to follow the shot and grab the rebound right out of the hands of Beth Patrick.
Yeah, again, Jenna Scully coming in here. Was injured in the early part of the year, now seeing some significant playing time and really doing a good job hustling down low and making things happen.
Jenna Scully good on her first free throw attempt. Also a member of our tech crew here.
That's right.
2 for 2 from the line for fellow tech crew member and Lady Knight basketball player Jenna Scully. Under 30 seconds left to go here. And a pass goes out of bounds. Coming out of the seams now for Rebecca Williams looking for Beth Patrick. And it's a 22-4 run here for the Lady Knights as we get set to close down the third quarter with just 25 ticks left to go. Sterling obviously going to hold for a final shot here.
A very impressive third period of play for the Lady Knights going into halftime. Only ahead by 10.
A two-pointer. Deep two there by Jenna Scully. She has 4 in the quarter and a desperation 3 at the buzzer by Crispin. No good. And Sterling leads. They led by 10 after two quarters. They now lead by 30 after 3.
And we'll look at our Lady Knights cheerleaders here.
Hey, hey, what do you say? Blue, silver, white. Hey, hey, what do you say? Blue, silver, white.
And if you'd like to get yourself a DVD copy of this event, any event featured here on Channel 19, tons of great programming, as you mentioned, Schulze. Just some great events here, just $20 per event. You can give us a call, 856-784-1333, and just ask for Mr. K. He will definitely set you up. Sterling in that quarter, 24-4 run, highlighted by great defense, suffocating defense by the Lady Knights. 8 points apiece in the quarter alone for Satchel and Sanchez. And Jenna Scully checking in with 4 points as well. Here's of our fan base here. Coach McPherson's wife, Karen, in the crowd. Jimmy Daniels. Cross-country star, track star here at Sterling. He's fast.
Karen's practicing giving her text updates. She was told she wasn't giving them fast enough by her husband, so she's practicing. In a big lead, when you have a game where you have a big lead like this, you can work on things like that.
Tori Shinkowitz drives off glass and in. Tori Shinkowitz banks it in. She has 4 points, all of which coming in this second half. Sterling out to a commanding 61-29 lead. Another turnover. It's Nisa Sanchez all by herself. Lays it up and in. She has broken the 30-point barrier tonight. She's just had an outstanding game.
Yeah, and we've seen them come out of halves playing good defense but not able to convert. And I think the difference tonight in that second half was their ability to convert after coming up with the turnover and the steal, as you see. I believe that's
Beth Patrick.
Patrick getting the outside shot right there.
Three-pointer by Patrick. Pittman, very good outside shooting team. But they're going to, looks like it's going to be all for naught tonight. They are down by 30-plus here as Jenna Scully finds Anissa Sanchez down low. 33 on the night now for Sanchez.
Anytime you can have that movement in a low post, find space, good ball movement, get the bounce pass going, that's a team that's playing with a high degree of confidence on their offensive end of the floor.
65-32. About 6.5 left to go. Crispin on the long three, no good. Rebounded by Pittman down low. And a foul. I believe that's, looks like it's going to be on Tyra Satchel. We'll see what the officials say. It is. It's going to be on Tyra Satchel. That is her first. The team's second. Not a lot of fouls in this game.
Pretty clean game. I mean, and I think if we're looking at Pittman right now, it's kind of the same situation that we were looking at when we saw Sterling in that Camden Catholic game that we did on the radio a couple weeks back, where at this point you want to forget about the score, try and move the ball around, try to eliminate some of the turnovers, get some type of momentum going into the next game. And use this fourth quarter as a positive as opposed to a negative and forget about the final score.
And Beto, the freshman who was fouled on that last play, perfect at the line tonight as we see Jenna Scully put up a 10-foot jumper in. So Jenna Scully probably having her best night of her, you know, shortened season due to the injury. She has 8 points tonight.
Yeah, another nice job of finding open space, good boot and ball movement, and good movement away from the ball.
Shot by Beto, no good, rebounded by Pittman, kicks it back out to Taylor Beechler, who puts it up and in. Beechler has 4 points, both of which coming in this second half. 67-36 in this second half here. Sterling looks like they're going to advance on to the second round here. There's a foul down low before the shot. Maya Rawlinson driving to the basket. It's going to be on Carly Crispin, her second.
There you see that high pass right there across court. That's one of the ones when you want to make sure you definitely have it, and she knew she could connect.
Jenna Scully on the inbounds from Tyra Satchel. Jenna Scully's in double digits now. Really nice second half here for Jenna Scully.
Well, she's going to get opportunities when you have the defense playing more towards Anissa Sanchez and Tyra Satchel. Other girls are going to be open.
It's a foul on Maya. I believe it's going to be on Maya Rawlinson.
Yeah, they just lost track of Jenna Scully right there. She did a good job of sensing that and finding that opening right along the baseline.
The last foul was on Rawlinson, her first, team's third. Great defense here by Sterling tonight. Really responsible for a lot of the points that they've scored this evening.
Of course, you get your transition baskets.
And again,
they're playing as well in their half-court game as I've seen them at any time in the past year, I would say. And You know, I think a lot of that has to do with good ball movement and, more importantly, good movement away from the ball. You don't see the girls away from the ball being flat-footed. They're finding that open space, and the girls moving ball, handling ball, are finding them there.
Sanchez and Scully check out of the game. Chanel Robinson checks into the game as well as Courtney O'Neill, and a three-pointer is good by Carly Crispin.
Now, that's how you can tell Crispin is just a pure outside shooter. Sterling went out there, had that trap right in her face, shot it, you know, is totally confident. And we were told coming in she can hit from anywhere. And, boy, she's definitely lived up to that tonight.
Shinkowitz drives. Runs into, I believe that's Ann Beto, and she will create the basket the other way. And swatted and fouled hard is Beth Patrick. Maya Rawlinson, Beth Patrick went really hard to the floor as Courtney O'Neill, nice bout of sportsmanship there, helping Beth Patrick up, back up off the floor here, but taking another look at this foul.
Yeah, well, that's just a situation. I don't think she was trying to beat her down there. The bodies just got a little bit in close to each other, and, you know, on that fast break, you never want to give up an easy basket, and obviously that's what Rawlinson was thinking right there.
Patrick no good on her first attempt. And Maya Rawlinson going to have a seat. Checking back into the game, Latasha Sparrow, who had some minutes here early in the first quarter. You'd have to imagine that Anissa Sanchez's night is done with 4:40 left to go here. Patrick no good on both, and Tyra Satchel comes away with the rebound. Satchel travels, and that will be a turnover against Sterling, leading here 69-39. 4.5 left to go in this opening round of the South Jersey Basketball Invitational. Sterling will advance and move on to play at Washington Township as another turnover here by Pitt, maybe a backcourt violation. And again, Sterling will move on Monday night to face Washington Township, or at Washington Township, for a game. Time still yet to be determined.
And this tournament's had such a good recent history. Again, we talked about the games against Rancocas Valley, Willingboro. I know the one Friday night a couple years ago. Great game against Willingboro. I believe it went into double overtime. Good showcase. And, again, a good situation, a good tournament to see basically where your team's at.
Tyra Satchel driving right to the hoop, trying to find Courtney O'Neill down low. And it deflects off of Pittman player and will still be Sterling ball. Satchel on the inbounds pass, finds Courtney O'Neill, who puts it up off glass and in. Courtney O'Neill, her first bucket of the night.
Courtney O'Neill's a girl, comes into these games and really hustles all over the floor, and it's great to see her get a basket right there.
Crispin for three, no good. Rebounded down low by Latasha Sparrow, kicks it out to Satchel. Satchel drives, stops, pops it in. Tyra Satchel has 20 on the night.
Good shot selection right there. I think previous to that, she might have been forcing things a little bit on those couple trips down the floor. Tyra Satchel's the kind of girl where she realizes she's doing that, and just a nice pull-up jumper right there.
And a timeout here for Pittman with 3:18 left to go as we take another look at the Lady Knights in transition, highlighted here by Tyra Satchel.
Yeah, realizing that if she kept going, probably would have been called for the charge. Pulled up, nice soft jumper. Again, that's a good shot selection after a couple forced shots in the last two trips down the floor. Good look at our crowd on a cold night coming out here to support the Lady Knights.
And been a good crowd all season here for the Lady Knights. A lot of support for all the athletics here at Sterling High School. A wrestling match coming up right across the hall here in a couple minutes. About a half-hour time from now. So a very, very busy night here. That can be seen on Channel 19 later on during the week. And stay tuned to Channel 19. I'm sure Mr. K will put some updates out on the Twitter feed, the YouTube feed, on when everything's going to happen. Also on the Sterling homepage. So stay tuned to that for programming updates as well as highlights from this game.
Yeah. And I know, you know, we talked today about the possibility of having some doubleheaders. Of course, you're right around when you're talking about the girls and boys teams, that third or fourth seed, so you're going to get presumably a couple home games. There could be some doubleheaders, and that's when you see the big crowds come out, and it just provides for a lot of excitement.
Boys team also have on a streak right now, won their last three games, so they're peaking at the right time. They have 11 wins on the season. So both basketball teams doing very, very well here. Swim team finished their regular season 6-6. Winter track, obviously highlighted by Jimmy Daniels. Saw some medals around his neck over, just a phenomenal runner.
Yeah, just had an outstanding career. Just it seems like he, every year here at Sterling, he found a way to top himself.
Nice save there by Latasha Sparrow. Hands it over to Chanel Robinson. Robinson running the offense right now. Tyra Satchel to her right. Courtney O'Neill and Tori Shankiewicz also in the game.
A little look at the future right here when you look at Sparrow and Robinson, two girls with Tyra Satchel and Issa Sanchez moving on. Look to get a lot more time next year.
Big graduating class here for the Lady Knights. Graduating one, possibly two 1,000-point scorers.
You see Latasha Sparrow coming here as a transfer, and at times this year coming in and having a significant impact.
I'd like to give a shout-out to Pittman Athletic Director Mike McAleer, listening via Sterling High School Radio. So thanks for listening, Mike. And get back to live action here. He's got that. Again, tweeting out updates after every quarter here, and hopefully you following around as well at home to some of the updates. But I'd like to thank Mike McAleer for checking in and listening to us at home on the radio.
Going in strong, forcing things a little bit. Right there, you see.
Last foul on Courtney O'Neill, her first, team sixth. So under just about 90 seconds left to go here. I'd like to thank Kevin Schulz for joining us here for our broadcast. He's going to head over and get set up for wrestling. A busy night again as a three by Crispin. No good. Rebounded by Tyra Satchel. And she will push up the floor. Again, it's Shankiewicz, Satchel, O'Neill, Robinson, and Sparrow are your five on the floor right now for the Lady Knights. And no post-game show this evening due to the festivities, everything going on here. Latasha Sparrow, no good. Rebounded by Chanel Robinson, goes out of bounds. 55.6 left to go. 73-39 in favor of the Lady Knights. Looks like they will obviously move on here. A strong second half after only leading by 10 at half. And they will win their eighth game in a row. Highlighted by great defense. Tyra Satchel off the Shankiewicz miss is good. She has 22 on the night, under 45 seconds left to go. Again, the next game for the Lady Knights will be Monday night at Washington Township. Stay tuned to Sterling High School Radio, our Twitter feed, also the website, Sterling High School website, for updates on when that game will be. We will also carry the Collingswood game, the rematch. I'm sure Sterling Lady Knights looking for revenge, as Collingswood came in here several weeks ago and shocked the Lady Knights for an in-conference, in-division victory. And we will carry that game for you live from Collingswood, starting at 5. Tip-off set for 5:30, under 10 seconds left to go as they count it down now. Crispin will control. Ball goes out of bounds. We'll stay Pittman ball with 5.3 left to go. Once again, I'd like to thank Kevin Schulz and the entire tech crew. Mr. K doing a great job. He's probably packing things up as we speak here. As a foul down low against Beth Patrick, and she will go to the line with 3.3 left to go. That last foul is going to be on Latasha Sparrow, her first. But once again, I'd like to thank everybody for listening at home, watching on Channel 19, everybody in the Pittman High School District. Thank you for watching. As Beth Patrick is at the line, it's good for the one-on-one attempt. One more for Beth Patrick with 3.5 seconds left to go in the game. No good. Rebounded by Tyra Satchel, and that will do it. The Lady Knights come away with a victory, 75-40. Will advance to the second round of the South Jersey Basketball Invitational. They will be in action on Monday night at Washington Township Time, TBA. We will keep you posted on the time for that. Again, an outstanding night by Anissa Sanchez. 33 points on the night for Anissa Sanchez. Tyra Satchel right behind her, 20-plus points. Lady Knights win 75-40. We will see you possibly Monday night, but definitely Tuesday night as Sterling Lady Knights will take on Collingswood. Again, you can hear that right here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio starting at 5:30. I'd like to thank everybody for watching and listening at home. Lady Knights win 75-40. They have 8 straight wins in a row. We'll see you next time. Thanks for watching.